Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji.
This month, the FBI turns 100, and what a long, strange trip it's been with our beloved G-Men.
1949 marks the 25th anniversary of the FBI as it exists today. Like many another success story, this one had humble beginnings.
Yes, the FBI began during Teddy Roosevelt's presidency, but as the narrator said, the Bureau was reborn under J. Edgar Hoover, who became director in 1924. Hoover's agency was one of the most powerful in the U.S. government, and Hoover feared by Congress and presidents alike. Hoover mobilized Hollywood to make heroes out of FBI agents.
This is the story, the fantastically true story of Herbert A. Philbrick, who for 9 frightening years did lead 3 lives. Average citizen, high-level member of the Communist Party, and counter-spy for the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
The FBI. A Quinn Martin, Warner Brothers production. Starring Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.
Merging themes of organized crime and the Cold War, that first TV show was I Led 3 Lives from the 1950s, the second, The FBI from the 1960s. But by the 1990s, following the passing of J. Edgar Hoover and the Watergate days of Richard Nixon, the whole FBI image had changed. Remember Agent Clarice Starling from Silence of the Lambs? Well, Hannibal Lecter does.
I couldn't help noticing on the FBI's rather dull public website that I have been elevated to the more prestigious 10 most wanted list. Is this coincidence, or are you back on the case? If so, goody goody.
Goody goody. By the way, the idea for the FBI's 10 most wanted list came in 1949 after a newspaperman asked J. Edgar Hoover to list the toughest guys at large. Generated a lot of attention, and Hoover institutionalized the 10 Most Wanted program. Today, Whitey Bulger and Osama bin Laden topped the roster. Another little detail, in the 1920s, there were only 3 female special agents, and today, there are nearly 2,000.
When the FBI needs an undercover agent...
It's the Miss United States pageant!
The only man for the job is a woman.
You do a few butt-shaping exercises, you tighten this up, you could pull this off.
These people want to put one of their agents... in the pageant.
Get ready for the new face of the FBI, Miss Congeniality.
Since J. Edgar Hoover, many new faces for the FBI. And outside of Hollywood, the biggest change perhaps for the image of the agency was 9/11, when it came in for criticism that it was ill-equipped to deal with modern terrorism. Here's terrorism expert Richard Clark testifying before the 9/11 Commission.
The FBI culture, the FBI organization, the FBI personnel... are not the best we could do in this country for a domestic intelligence service.
Who knows where the FBI will be 100 years from today, but we know where to find them tomorrow. The paranormal-seeking FBI agents Scully and Mulder return to the silver screen in the film X-Files, I Want to Believe.
I called you in because I valued your belief in this phenomenon. I'm not the most popular girl at the FBI right now.
Scully?
Mulder?
So from G-Men to investigating the paranormal with 9/11 in the middle, what a long, strange trip
it's been.
It's
a very large umbrella.
That's great.
And it still exists today.
And a cultural theme that's very deep into our notion of America. American law enforcement is inseparable from the FBI. Happy birthday, FBI. And to you, J. Edgar, wherever you are.